as preachers, sometimes we would try to select passages that would be in line with our topics. But sometimes we choose not to, and I happen to choose not to because I plan this 5 weeks, 6 weeks long of preaching topics way ahead, and I said to myself, I'm just going to run with whatever passages there are. And today, this morning, it just happened to be so linked with the topic that I'm sharing today, which is about Holy Spirit being empowering us. Of course, when we look into the first passage in Samuel, it would talk about the Holy Spirit came upon David when he was anointed to be the next king. And then the next passage was talking about the light, which really about power. Power gives light and shine into the darkness. And the last bit, of course, is the gospel. It's again seeing the power of God, the Holy Spirit, turn a man from darkness to light, turn from blind into seeing. So I thank God that these passages do link up what I'm saying. But more particularly, I want to speak out of a passage in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So my question this morning is that, are we acting in the power of the Holy Spirit, or are we just acting? I believe the Holy Spirit challenged each one of us to be the witnesses in our workplace, at our homes, in the groups of circle of friends that we have, and also in our neighborhood in Waystown and beyond as well. Well, let me personalize this passage a little bit more in this passage from the book of Acts. You and I are meant to act in God's power, and we have a purpose. We are to be witnesses, telling people that we meet along the way about Jesus. That is what I believe that verse tells us in today's context. When was the last time that you and I spoke to people about Jesus? When was the last time we invited someone into the church or joined some church activities? The Holy Spirit blesses. The Holy Spirit empowers. And the Holy Spirit is active, working in the hearts and minds and lives of people. Yet so often, many in our modern churches today behave like the Holy Spirit is not with power. We are called to be witnesses, but that does not mean that we are to sit around and watching others do things for Christ. We are called to be active participants, not passengers, not passive observers. God has not changed, but something has happened to the Christian today that render ourselves powerless. Instead of being powerful, living in the power of the Holy Spirit, we have settled on passive living. Instead of expecting the miraculous, we have settled on the mundane. Why have our dreams become so small? Why has our witness become silent? We have been set free, forgiven. That we know for sure. So why are we so timid with our faith or sharing it? so afraid of stepping out, so focused on this world that we may ignore the eternity, so consumed by our personal self-desires. You and I have a promise from God, a promise that God will equip us, that the Holy Spirit will empower us. Not the special types of Christian or just for the apostles. Not just those who were there on the day of Pentecost. Not just preachers or deacons or Sunday school teachers. Not just evangelists. But everyone who believes has the power and has the call to witness. The Holy Spirit is here and His power is here. The Spirit is here to empower you and I, not to give you some kind of warm, fuzzy feelings. The Spirit is here to empower you to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The Spirit is here to transform us and to empower us to serve. Now, the early church acted in the power of the Holy Spirit. You just have to turn to the book of Acts and read that through. You can see what was happening then. The book of Acts speaks of what the Holy Spirit empowered the church to do. The Spirit gives the power to reach the lost. The Spirit gives the power for bold witness. The Spirit gives the power for unity. The Spirit gives the power for healing. Dear brothers and sisters, it's time for us to allow the Spirit to fully change us, transform us, to fully empower us, and to align our will with God's will. The Spirit of God needs to refresh us and empower each one of us so that we can be all God has saved us to be. In His power, will you give your testimony? In His power, will you make an impact on your family? In His power, will you influence your friends? In His power, will you shaken out of your comfort zone? We serve the God who has met His people in the burning bush and through angelic visitations. So what needs to happen? What needs to happen to us? What needs to happen to our church? Let me quickly bring to you 7 points. First, we need to thirst for the intimacy of God. It is thirst that leads us to Jesus, who gives the living water. And we heard the story about that, of the Spirit of God. Jesus says, if anyone thirsts, let him come after me and drink. If we thirst after the power of the Holy Spirit, then we must have that intimacy with our God. The second one is that expect the empowering work of the Holy Spirit. For many of us, our God seems small, and our expectation of the Christian life are too small. We have limited and tamed God by our own fears or worldview or the lack of understanding. Expect and prepares to receive and to do all that God and the Holy Spirit has for us. Expect. The third one is the repent. At Pentecost, Peter answered the crowd who had asked, what must we do? And I guess we ask the same question. What must we do today? Peter says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, for the forgiveness of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Personal sins, corporate sins, all these can dampen the power of the Holy Spirit or even stop the work of the Holy Spirit. And that's why Peter talks about repentance. And likewise, if there's any sins that we may harbor, we need to deal with those so that we are empowered by the Holy Spirit. The fourth one is to surrender to the sovereignty of God, of Christ. Then Jesus said to his disciple, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." Surrender to God's will and the desire of the Holy Spirit. That's an important part. Instead of we in the driver's seat, we need to step aside or move across and let God be in the driver's seat. Point number five, ask for empowerment. Ask. The scripture tells us, "And I tell you, ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, it will be open." The important thing is to ask and to ask in prayer. It does not matter what words you and I may use. There are no neat formulas. What matters is the intent of the heart. If we wish to be empowered by the Holy Spirit to transform us, then we need to ask. We need to get on our knees and ask God. Point number six, receive in faith the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Having asked, having believed in it, then we need to believe that it will happen. It will happen. Ask and then receive in faith. And the last one, having done all those steps, the last one is probably the most crucial and hard one to do, is to obey the Holy Spirit. Obey the Holy Spirit. It is the essence of our whole relationship with Jesus. We are called to obedience. If God empowers us and gives us the Holy Spirit, send us to do something, that we ought to listen and obey. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever." Now, I don't want to make the whole process to be just about steps, but I hope you can understand the essence behind some of these points and steps. The process that we will go through in seeking the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. We have Pentecost Sunday coming around sometime in May, I think, if I remember correctly. And often there is a special Sunday that we look back, but it's important for us to look to the present and to the future. We have been having conversation about our church, about our direction, about what we need to do. But if I say one thing, most importantly for us, is that we need to ask for the power of the Holy Spirit. We need to be empowered. It's not something that you and I can do alone. We need the help of the Holy Spirit. And we need to pray more. We need to ask God for help. We need to ask God for the Spirit to empower each one of us so that we can be bold. We can be witness to others. It's easy to talk about some of these things that we want to do. But in the end, it is through prayers and through the power of the Holy Spirit, God makes things happen. So in closing, dear brothers and sisters, will you allow the Spirit to flow in and through you? God wants so much more of you and for you. God wants so much more for our church here. So we continue to have a presence in this community and reaching out to others. God wants you and I to do powerful things. Do you believe in it? Do you ask it? Do you seek it? Do we actually ask God, say, please, do a powerful thing in our church so that your will be done and your purpose through us and in us. So dear sisters and brothers, let us start acting in the power of the Holy Spirit. Acting in real power, real trust, and real faith. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.